We're doing the Chafetz Chaim Sefer Ahavat Chesed, and we were holding in the very beginning a quote from a letter from the Chafetz Chaim, and we had discussed how, just like in the material world, there are different levels. There are big businessmen and smaller businessmen. So too, with regard to learning, there are people who learn greater amounts and people whose potential is less. And the Chafetz Chaim had discussed how all people and all learning is precious before Hashem. And that's why every person has to try to reach his potential. And the important thing the Chafetz Chaim had said is that each person has a set time each day for his learning, that he has some form of learning that he never misses out. And we said it's good if a person takes something that takes only 2 minutes or 5 minutes, something that a person can live up to. I started a new thing when my son was in the hospital after he was born. So we had next to us a young couple who their child was born way prematurely, like 3.5 months prematurely. And they didn't know if he would live. Baruch Hashem, he's living. And I saw the father standing there weeping over the baby day after day. So I went over to him and I said, look, we're both here now for a while. Our kids are going to be here in the hospital. Let's learn together each time. Two halachot mechafetz chaim. Two halachot, how long does it take? 3 minutes. Shmirat HaLashon, guarding one's tongue. And we started learning. We'd never make it the same time, so we'd always learn by phone. And then we went over to Skype to make it cheaper. And this past Sunday, we made a siyum on the book of the Chafetz Chaim. After half a year of learning every night, 3-4 minutes over the Skype. So it's free. Yeah. So this past Sunday, we finished the Chafetz Chaim. All laws of Shmat Hashem. First time in my life, I finished it straight. I always learned it, but not straight. So it's not a big deal. It's 2-3 minutes. But 2-3 minutes add up. And today, with Skype and things like that, you could do it for free. And there were days where I didn't know if I'd get any other learning done but that. And him the same thing. So if you have something, and it's very good if you can have it with a chavruta, so you have a set time, and you try not to miss even a day. And then, the Chafetz Chaim said, the Torah has this extra aspect where the Torah gives extra protection to a person. But if a person doesn't have a set time for his learning, but he says, when I'll have a free minute, I'll learn. And if not, then I won't learn. So then sometimes we said we'd read and translate. But if he doesn't have a set time for his learning, but when he finds free time, he'll learn. And when he doesn't, he won't learn. Then he'll find himself that sometimes a few days will pass and he hasn't learned at all. Then the Torah that he learns doesn't protect him as much. What's the similar to? The person who's ill, that you give him the medication, and you tell him, okay, you gotta take this medication every day. If a person isn't careful to take them at their set time and the set amounts, then they won't heal him as well. But if he's careful to take them at their time and their set amount, as the doctor advises, then he will get healed swiftly. Now the Chafetz Chaim is going over to the point that is our main point, because the Chafetz Chaim's main point isn't about learning Torah. The Chafetz Chaim's main point in this work is about chesed. Just like we understand when it comes to learning Torah, there are different levels, different people have different potentials. So too, when it comes to doing acts of kindness, there are also different levels. The if shalavar rambo, and I can't explain the different levels here, says the Chafetz Chaim, because there are many different levels, and they're explained at length in this work, which we're about to learn, the work of Ahavat Chesed. And the main point, says the Chafetz Chaim, a person has to try to act, to do acts of kindness as much as he can, up to his capacity, both with his body and with his money. And today we call it with his time. And in this too, a person has to be consistent. A person should not let a single day pass that he does not perform an act of kindness with his body or his money, if only he can. Because when we do kindness down below, we arouse the kindness from heaven towards us. As our sages taught us, that God says, God looks down at mankind and says, look at them. They themselves need kindness. And that doesn't stop them from doing kindness with one another. They need it, and yet they do it for others. Ani, I, God says, Shani malecha esed rachamim, that I have everything to give. I don't need anything, and I have everything to give. Al achat kama v'chama shani tzrich ligmol ches nimbriyotai. Certainly, I have to do kindness with my creatures. So the Chafetz Chaim had said that a person, when he has steady learning every day, even a small amount, so it's extra protection for the person, like a person who's steady and is taking a medication. And the Chafetz Chaim went on to discuss chesed, that just like there's levels in learning Torah, there's levels in chesed, but every person has to try and attain his potential and ensure that every day he performs some act of chesed. And this I learned from a guy here in the Machon. He once, we had a guy, Ephraim ben Avram, Ephraim Mamluk, became a ger. So he once told me that the night, at night, when he gets ready for the next morning, going to Daven, so he prepares three coins to put in tzedakah. He prepares some of his change to put in charity when he'll go to shul next morning. And he said, from the minute I put those coins in my wallet, I start feeling the excitement of going to shul the next morning. So I was excited. I said, wow, look, I don't get excited even when I go to shul. He gets excited from the night before when he puts the money in his wallet. But it took a few months till the thought sunk in. I said, maybe I should learn from him and put a few coins in my wallet. And so I did. And I have to tell you, it's a different experience. Chazal say, Ani b'tzedek echezeh fanecha. The verse says, I will come see your countenance, God, with tzedek, with righteousness. Our sages said, tzedek is tzedakah. So when one approaches to pray, one is supposed to approach with an act of kindness. And that's why the custom is that before we say Shemona Esrei, at some point during the davening, we give tzedakah. You see the Spartan, they have the custom of Shema, after Ashrei, right? So if a person really prepares that way for prayer, so then it can affect him. And that's one way to maintain what the Chafetz Chaim says, that we don't miss a day, that we do some act of chesed with our money and then with our body. So we have to figure it out. It's interesting you say that, because every year I get excited over the Omer. I always think, look at how beautiful it is. I'm going to say one sentence and I did a mitzvah. The Omer is one of those mitzvahs that just excites me. There's no other mitzvah that excites me like the Omer. Whoa. Stand there now, I'm about to make a blessing over what? Over saying one sentence. Today is day number one, I perform the mitzvah. Today is 19 days in the Omer, I just performed the mitzvah. Everyone has the mitzvah they like, yeah.